You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and the kid here. Some notable cuts from around the NFL as it started today. Darnell Dockett of the 49ers.
Now that's really surprising to me because I thought...
$2 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I just thought the way he left Arizona, staying in the division, obviously huge vacancies on the San Francisco 49er defense, I thought he'd be a great fit, playing with the chip on his shoulder, getting to play the Cardinals twice a year.
Steve Weatherford, one of the league's most well-known punters, was let go in a cost-cutting move, saving the Giants $2.2
million.
And
let me tell you something, he's great on the radio.
Weatherford?
He's friends with somebody.
He's a Reed Bergman client.
He's great. Tell
he
Reed
good.
Bergman I'm a huge fan of that
he
guy.
Was on one back in my days doing that other pregame show on Tops. He was on Tops with us during their bye week. He was great.
He's on, I think it's with the guy's name is Rothenberg, on like Saturday afternoons on ESPN Radio. He was during the offseason. He's money.
He's good. So he's got a future. So that's good. Daquan Bowers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They wanted a pass rusher, couldn't make the team. Remember him, the high draft pick, the knee injury.
He was what, top 10 pick?
Yeah. He would have been, I think, and then I think he fell to the second round,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right. I remember the name, you're right.
Ike Enemakpali, he's gone.
The Terminator got cut by the Bills.
The Terminator, John Connor, Philip Wheeler, Matt Sims, Quentin Groves. Those are the cuts that have been let out there so fine. You got a quote from G.I. George saying, quoting the kid, "I've changed my mind." Cut and dry. Me too. He's an extra lineman, Dunsky. I think that's something to think about. If they really wanted to get creative, if they said to themselves, listen, EJ Bibbs has shown us enough, and I think we're all in on Bibtacular. He's shown us enough to make this team. That's a way to do it and keep Hausler and say that, listen, when we're going to run, we're going to come out and say we're going to run. It doesn't mean that you can't run play action just because, you know, Cam Irving's out there.
Right.
You're still going to have, you know, you go single back set, you go six offensive linemen, your quarterback, you could still have three pass catchers running around out there.
You're right. And I think that in this zone scheme, you know, we're seeing, great pass blockers flourish in this zone scheme. And I think you can do that as an extension, you know, of the offensive line. The tight ends are in some cases, you know, lining up, you know, next to these tackles that they don't need to be the mauling type of blocker in all situations where you can survive with Gary Barnage. You look for Hausler and EJ Bibbs to just get in a guy's way, you know, and hook a guy every once in a while and put color on color and have a running back put his foot put his cleats in the ground, you know? So, and I, you know, G.I. George, you know, made a great point on Twitter saying, you know, Jim Dre is an extra offensive lineman because he was only asked to catch the football last year when Jordan Cameron was hurt. And still had, what, less than 10 catches, you know, 12 receptions for the year. So, and we all know that the tight end position is not going to be a feature position for us in this offense. Not with these playmakers.
No, and if it is going to be featured, you want it to be going to pass catchers like Big Play Gare, like Rob Hausler,
right,
or like EJ Bibbs. As I'm looking right now at Jim Dre, I'm looking at his contract. If the team were to cut him, they would save $1.6 million against the cap. So there would be a significant savings in with that move, and so maybe that is something that they're looking at. You know, Gary Barnage is not being cut.
No, he is not.
Hausler would be $1 million savings and would have made $750 this year. Dre would have made $300 and would be a $1.6 million.
And Bibbs is
savings.
Costing you what? $400,000.
Bibbs is costing you the league minimum with EJ Bibbs, which is $435,000.
God. Boy, how have times
changed.
I was
just going to say, that's a nice minimum.
It's not rookie minimum.
How you doing?
Well, how you doing? Shout out to Jacuzzi Rick. Okay. Let's talk quickly about defense. Let's start to get into this a little bit. The defensive line is really where it seems to me that this all comes down to. So we said we had 23 on our offense in our 53. That means we've got 25 we can do
right.
It defensively. I would rather at this point keep 8 offensive linemen and keep Billy Winn and go with – because there's 10 DBs. I think that's a given.
Well, yes, I was just going to say, let's back our way out. 10 DBs,
given.
6 corners, 4 safeties.
Given.
Given.
Yep.
Okay, there's 10. You figure we have to, in a 3-4 scheme, we have to have 4 outside linebackers. Mingo,
yep.
Solomon, Orchard, Kruger. Have to.
Okay.
Okay. Then
– Can you count Armani as an outside linebacker?
sure,
and change
but
the
then
math
you essentially
that way.
Carry yeah, then you carry what? 60
no,
linemen?
I'm saying maybe instead of a Solomon.
Yeah, sure.
Call Armani your fourth outside linebacker and then Billy's your seventh defensive lineman.
And you cut Solomon?
You could. I don't think it's gonna happen. The guy he didn't play last night.
Sure. I mean, we can do anything we want.
We could. I don't think that's going to – I don't think it's
going to
happen.
We got to be realistic.
And there might also just be some – because he's a great guy and we love him in this studio. There may be some Billy Winn bias.
But I think he's one of the 53 best players on this team.
I like the way he plays, but I think – I mean, he's always been
injured.
Great
that's
friend,
been the problem.
Great friend of the show.
Sure.
Shown flashes, but he's never been able to stay healthy.
Correct. So, to me, the 10 is a given. The wiggle room is taking one out of the inside linebackers.
You could say one out of the linebacker room
taking
in general.
But it's got to be the inside.
8 down to 7, yes.
And Hayes Pollard goes to your practice
squad.
Correct. But does he clear? I mean, I thought he had a pretty strong preseason. But it's a guy that, you know.
Late round pick.
Maybe he's able to get through. It's either 7 there or it's 7 on the line. And if it's 7 on the line, you know, you've got.
I think it's 7 on
Shelton,
the line.
Shelton, Starks, Desmond Bryant, John Hughes, Xavier Cooper, Armani Bryant.
Right. There's, what, 6?
That's 6. And it
and
seems
Meter.
Like Meter has made this team.
Meter, it what? So you guys know, post game last night, Coach Pett hits the podium. He was in and out. It was like 6 minutes. It was first mention was Josh Lenz. Second mention was Thaddy Lou in the first half. The next mention, which he spent the most time on, which was all of maybe like 2 sentences, was Jamie Meter was playing just like Jamie Meter, all over the place, making a play almost every other snap.
Yeah, I think Meter made the team.
I think Meter made the team too. I think when you release
so basically
Phil and just really
so it comes down to on defense, it's Billy Winn versus another linebacker.
It's Billy Winn, Meter, Carter, Pryor, Maley, Bibbs,
Hausler.
Hausler for what?
Five spots.
Yes.
And that's where the decisions will come. That's where they will see how it all shakes out. So that's the CBD 53 right there. If it was us, let's just finalize it quickly. Does Billy Winn make it on your 53?
No.
I love him.
I love him too. And I mean, I'd like for him to make it, but we have a.
Would you rather win football games?
Or yes, but I think he's one of our best 53.
But
I want to trade him.
We have an embarrassment of riches on the defensive line.
Yes, that is true.
And therefore, even though he's one of your best 53, that doesn't make – when you're putting together, it doesn't mean he's on your best 53-man roster.
I would rather right now, though, if we could, I would rather keep him – I'd rather keep him – and put Hayes on the practice squad and go 3 inside backers today if we were able to do that.
But if you do that, you could lose Tank Carter forever.
You could. If Billy Winn goes, you're losing Billy Winn forever. So it's just a matter of if you're okay with that.
Right.
I think that you guys are. I think that's what I would do. I think what's going to happen is that I think Billy's going to get traded. I hope we get some value for him. I hope you don't just let a guy like Billy Winn just walk for nothing. But teams know it.
But
it's hard to
do it.
Teams
also know that.
They're up against the deadline.
Yeah. And they also know that Billy Winn hasn't been able to stay healthy. I mean, what's someone really going to give you for?
Conditional late round pick?
I mean, I'd like to see that, and it's always nice to get some value. But don't forget, we already have, 12 picks going into next year's draft?
Probably 10 or 11.
We have four compensatories.
Yeah, compensatory, that's right. Yeah, 11.
So I'm not so sure that another 7th-round pick is as valuable as it ordinarily.
You can't trade your compensatories.
I understand. But that doesn't mean you can't trade some of your others and use your compensatories.
Sure. All right, when we come back, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, he will join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.